That was quick. Hello, you are on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Shavadava, how are you?
I'm doing good, dude. I'm just fucking chilling here playing Final Fantasy, being a fat sack of shit. How are you doing
nice,
today?
Nice. I'm doing well. What Final Fantasy are you playing?
I am playing 7 because I never played the original. So with all this talk about the remake and all that shit, I thought, fuck it, I'll try out the original. I already played 8 and 9, oddly enough, never played 7. So I was like, fuck it, you know what, I'll give it a try.
Nice.
It's alright.
Well,
it's okay.
It doesn't really matter a whole lot, because they're all bad, but I appreciate...
Right, there you go. I mean,
you're
like
delving into history.
And, you know, probably after this I might end up picking up Metal Gear Solid and getting into that, since I never played that either.
Nice.
But, yeah, you know, it's kind of weird, like, going back and playing this shit, because everybody talks about it being the greatest fucking JRPG of existence. Everything is amazing about this game, and this is what everybody needs to look up to, and, you know, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I play it, and I'm sitting here doing Mario Party minigames, and I'm like... Bro, what the fuck do you mean? Like, what do you mean greatest? What do you mean JRPG of all time? Like, what? But, you know, it's like, it's weird, because a lot of people say, like, usually play these games for, like, the story, the experience. You need it to be fucking flawless, and I'm trying to breed chocobos right now, so that's a whole fucking other thing. But, but it's like, you know, I play it, and I'm having fun with the gameplay the most, actually. Like, this basic-ass turn-based gameplay, I'm having a ball with this shit. It's such a good time, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, like, a lot of people shit on this, like, oh, okay, you just press the X attack or whatever, but fuck you, I think that's kind of fun after, like, you just get to choose how you want to go about the battle and all that shit. But then the moment the game cuts that off and gives me a fucking, like, out of genre gameplay thing that's happening, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's this part where, like, Tifa's stuck in the chair, right, or something like that, in like a literal fucking gas chamber, and she needs to pick up this key with her feet, and I swear to fucking Christ, this shit was not working. Nothing was actually fucking working for this stupid ass fucking minigame. We had to like press such an exact fucking combination of buttons to pick this stupid bullshit up. It made no fucking sense. And then by the time it actually worked, I swear to God, I was like throwing my controller down the stairs, and that's what made it like function properly. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but that is like the least fun thing you'd want to be doing in your fucking turn-based JRPG, is suddenly playing this fucking garbage-ass minigame.
Have you played the Nier games?
Yes, I have played Nier, and I have played Nier Tomatoes, and I have enjoyed both. They are very good experiences. Nier 1 is jank as fuck, but I believe has the better cast. And better music, too.
Well, they're remaking it anyway, so...
Right. I saw that, which I think will be a... I think it'll be cool, because I know a lot of people never really owned a 360 or a PS3, so they'll actually get to fucking experience that for once in their fucking lives. Unfortunately, what I am bummed out about is that it is not Papa Nier. I don't know if you know about that.
But, oh, yeah, versus older brother Nier.
Right.
Onisan Nier.
Someone's messaging me to play League of fucking Legends.
No, right.
That's
what
so
the
exciting.
What's wrong
oh
with
God.
You? Jesus.
Like, a lot of people never, like, played it, but there were two different versions, right? There is a Papa Nier version, there is a, like, Brother Nier version, right? Japan had the Brother Nier version. You were this older brother trying to, like, save your sister's life. Meanwhile, in the West, we got the fucking Papa Nier version, which I am totally convinced is the better version, because a father going out of his way to literally murder everything to save his daughter is a lot more convincing to me than a brother doing that. So, and he's just this grumpy ass, deep voiced, ugly guy. That's all his character is. He just goes around and he just fucking does all these tasks for people. And it comes across as a lot more like convincing than fucking, what is it? Like this little pretty boy, like Japanese kid, like, going about and doing all this shit. So, I don't know. I basically gave a fuck more about the version we got than the Brother Nier version. But I know a lot of people are... It'll also be interesting because, technically, it will be new for the people who never played it. So, I guess it makes sense.
Maybe they'll do it again. Maybe we'll get Papa Nier and Japan will get Brother Nier.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that'd be a waste at that point. I feel like we should just get both, honestly. Probably. It should just give you the option. Just fucking give you the option. It's like, do you want to play as Big Daddy Hunk Master? Or do you want to play as Little Twink Boy, like, Little Twink Boy Final Fantasy character? And then you'll just move on from there. And then, yeah, it'll let you play who you want. But yeah, it is a very good series. I do appreciate the joke endings in Automata quite a bit. Where you eat a fish, and that's just fucking it. It's GG, game over.
You ate a fucking fish.
It's good. It's good. Is there any other kind of... What was I going to say? Is there any other kind of games you want to bring up? Anything you're playing recently that, during this quarantine, we're not doing shit anyways?
Not sure. Me. Read Kengan Asura. That's all I have to say. Read Kengan Asura. For the love of God. Best fighting manga ever written.
I think my friend's reading that right now, too. He's told me about that before.
It's so fucking good.
It's just the most buff motherfuckers ever. Isn't there there's a big buff black dude in that who literally just beats ass and fucks women, right?
Mutemba. Absolute fucking unit.
That's fucking amazing.
Literally just walks out onto the tournament floor to have his match with three orgasming women left behind him, and he's like, yeah, okay, let's go. There's also one of the best shots in the manga. There's a dude who wears a Mickey Mouse hat, and you just see this absolutely brolic dude wearing a Mickey Mouse hat with his back to the camera about to step into the ring, and he just goes, the time for dreams is over.
That's great. Wait, is this a page from it? No, this is some magical girl shit.
I don't know if you've read or seen Dumbbell, but they're in the same universe, and Dumbbell makes a lot of Kengan Asura references.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Because I've read Dumbbell, and I've watched it and had a very good
time. It's the same author, so it makes a lot of references to Kengan. In fact, there's a few moments where Kengan characters show up as little cameos.
That's fucking great, dude. I had no fucking idea about that.
Yeah. If you've ever wondered why they bring up random specific people in Dumbbell, that's why.
It's just all references.
Yeah. There's a part where Xenovoid cosplays as Gao Long Wongslot, the world champion boxer, who is a fighter in Kengan Asura.
And then it's just if you've read both of them, of course, you are just totally aware, and then it all makes sense, but if you didn't, it's just who the fuck is that?
Yep.
By the way, I don't know if I told you or not, but I have gained an appreciation for coffee. I feel like this was important to let you know.
Nice! That's a good thing to appreciate.
Still only black coffee.
That's the way to do it.
Because if I put anything in this, I'm going to vomit. But it's like you think putting sugar and yummy goodness into the coffee would make it better. No, it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. Just drink it black and it's fucking...
You have to appreciate the good flavor of the coffee.
Who is calling me? What is this? Uh-oh. Nope. Oh, from Florida. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
It's the governor of Florida.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, you're gonna have to say it up a little bit louder.
Hello?
If you could just, come to ARAM, that'd be
fantastic. No. just give me some time. Give me some time. That's pretty impressive. Alright, hold on. Let me finish up my conversation with, McDoogly Boogly, and then I'll hop on. You fuck. That was Kipu. I don't know if you could hear any of that right now, but that was Kipu calling me to come play video games.
Everyone on Gooka heard.
He literally fucking has my number to exclusively text me or call me to come play video games.
Nice. Tell him to come call me. Tell him to get on the fucking stream.
Dude, he won't. He's no balls. He has no balls. I know he's listening right now. No balls.
God damn it.
Absolutely zero balls. He will not hop
tell,
on.
Tell Kipu to unlock his chastity cage and give me a call.
No, fucking Suzu Bra is asking for my fucking league name so we could add each other.
No. League is cancer.
Dude, I don't even play, like, the actual game. There's, like, this fucking game mode that shit that game has where you literally just play one lane. And it's like everybody is just having like a clusterfuck battle in the middle. And that is the most fun that game can be. I absolutely refuse to do anything else in that fucking game.
Oh, man.
Ah, and there goes my coffee. My yummy Hawaiian coffee.
Oh, Hawaiian. Nice. Kona coffee?
Yeah. I don't know if you tried this Gavalia shit. It's, you know, Sweden knows what the fuck they're doing. Fucking like just some typical fucking ground coffee. What is it? Like the house blend or some shit.
Buy my coffee.
Your coffee. Dude, just send me the website. I'll order some. Assuming it actually gets shipped. During these trying times. During these trying times where everybody just needs a Japari bun.
Somebody's saying, why do I re so much? I have a pet frog. I have a pet frog. He's right here. He's right here on the table. I can't stop
in the thread. I scrolled up, or I saw something earlier, and I forgot to answer it because we were in the middle of a conversation. I think somebody asked me if I liked fish, and someone also said Yomu is cute. I actually love fish. It is my favorite thing to be eating. So
fish is great.
Who is? Whoa! Why is everybody screaming in the thread? What happened?
Whoa! Yeah,
everyone's fucking.
Fish is great.
Oh shit! Did one of us spike?
I
disconnected.
Oh.
Oh, your stream disconnected. Okay, that's what happened.
Oh, weird.
Oh, damn, dude. Put a couple cents into that modem or whatever.
Wait, Shava, who is your favorite Hitamari?
Who is my favorite Hitamari?
Yeah.
Fucking, you're asking the guy who's never seen that show what his favorite is?
Oh.
Yeah, ask me, fuck is. What was it called? Yeah, okay, I remember Maguka, or Shamiko, whatever the fuck we want to call it, got mad at me because I've never watched Girls in Panzer! So I decided to watch it, and I had a good time. I had a really good time. It was a lot more entertaining and a lot better animated than I was expecting it to be, and so I have a significantly increased amount of respect for the series. Of a series that I just assumed had good openings, or a good opening, and that was pretty much it. And also a fun soundtrack, of course. But then I actually watched it, and I was like, dude, this show's fun as fuck. Like, I thought this was gonna be fucking dumb. This is actually a really good time. So, yeah, it is one of those recommendations that I've received from Maguka that was very good. Yeah, I already knew that question was coming. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite? I like a lot of the characters, honestly.
It's Kongo, right?
It is not.
It's not Kongo. Is it Lukini?
No.
Is it,
I feel like you're guessing too hard.
No, I'm guessing characters from other shows.
Okay, I was like, man, I'm not even gonna remember all these characters. I did like Saori most. She was easily my favorite. Very, nice. Very, very straight to the point. I like those kinds of characters a lot.
I like Fluff.
Fluff is good. Fluff is good. Before I watched the show, I thought Fluff was main character. She is not the main character. I was actually blown away. I was like, oh my god, it's this mostly normal girl who has a bad past or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
How many men does Saori sleep with per day?
Probably none, because she can't get any in the first place. So
good point. She's a slut, but she's drunk.
Dude, her whole point is that she is doing what the fuck is it called? Senshado or some shit? Fuck, I forgot the name of it.
Senshado.
She's doing that because she wants to find a husband. The thing is, that is, like, not helping in the least. And all it ends up doing is just making her powerful, but
yes,
about the same amount of
attractiveness. The extremely feminine sport of driving a tank.
Yeah, extremely feminine. It was a good show. I liked it. Yeah, I haven't watched all of it. Somebody said, why does Shava like slut so much for Sanae and now this? Dude, that's just my style, man. I dig him. I like him. I really like their designs. I really like those two characters in particular. You got Sanae from Toho and Saori from fucking Girls in Banza. I like them both. They're just my kind of designs. That not so much like super short-haired characters. But what the fuck was her name? Momo? Momo was a really good design. So, oh, and somebody said Vert. Yeah. Vert's some top tier shit.
Seen the doujin where it's like super realistic tank combat, like the girls in their tanks get captured and then raped, and it's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal.
I think somebody posted a page from it before.
It's the same guy who drew it. The This Is It K-On! Doujin and the Oremo Doujin where he like beats the shit out of his sister.
I think so. I've seen people post the pages from it, and every time I see it, I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna like actually go out of my way to find this and read it, but I am gonna laugh at this page because someone took the time to fucking draw this shit. It's pretty fucked up, but I feel like every series that has a you know, that takes like some sort of like that takes like the basic like element of the show. You have all these characters and shit, but then for some reason, it's like an incredibly dark scenario with those fucking characters. Like, every cutesy show is gonna get a fucking doujin like that. It's gonna happen no matter what. There's nothing you can do for it. There's no way to prevent that from happening. The best thing you can do is just fucking ignore it and pretend like it doesn't exist. Is that shit's just gonna happen no matter what. Oh yeah, somebody's posting the fluff doujin right now.
People are mad. Oh, that doujin's pretty brutal. It's brutal as fuck.
No, the page is just words.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, and then the one following that, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, woo. Though, I think the K-On! One is pretty rough by the same author. Yui overdosing.
Somebody mentioned K-On! Scat Dojins.
Dying at 27 years old.
See, it would make sense because, Yui's like fucking retarded anyways, so you could literally just... She's the kind of person you could just blindfold and fool into sucking dick, like, and just telling her it's a lollipop. Like, she's that kind of, like, special retard. Like, you couldn't do that with any other character. If there was a character that would overdose and fucking end her existence, it would be Yui, because she's just not smart. Like, fun things are fun.
That's fair, but I love Yui anyway.
Like fun things are fun, and drugs were fun for Yui, so now she just overdosed, and now she's on the floor and not moving, so... Fucking... God, did I ever tell everybody, like, my K-On!, like, tier list of characters? Or,
no,
like,
tell
like
me.
How I like each of them, which doesn't really necessarily mean that I hate
is
one.
Is it the same as the K-On! Asshole list that one guy made?
I don't think I've seen that one. What's that one about?
Oh, some guy has an image that was made a long time ago where he specifically... like, analyzes, categorizes, and ranks each K-On!'s asshole. Like, very specifically their asshole. If somebody has it, please post it. It's so good.
Was that the 4chan post that, like, listed them out, like, very detailed? Is that
yeah,
the same
one? Yeah, but, like,
of?
Somebody compiled it into, like, a chart. Like, yeah, like there's a whole thing where it's like, yeah,
like
Moogie's asshole is, like, very nice because she can afford very fancy soaps and it smells good, and like Azusa's
right.
is extremely pungent no matter what she does. It's been posted already. It's so specific.
Oh my god, what is this?
There's
oh,
tightness
yes,
rankings,
I have seen
smell
I have
rankings,
seen
shape rankings.
Her butt is on the smaller side because of this, and to further this, her frequent drum practice has worked her butt very well, making it small and light. While her butt may not have the plumpness that some of the other K-On!'s have, it is still a very nice butt. Okay, I'm not going to read all of this, but yes, this is very detailed.
It's incredible. It's a level of autism that we don't see a lot, but it's beautiful.
Oh, I feel like I see this kind of autism a lot. It's just someone took the time to, like, actually... Like, if you're given the time to type this out, it's very doable. I was assuming it was, like, a 4chan post, because I thought it would make sense to see something stupid like this on 4chan, but... I feel like it did exist, and somebody just turned it into an image just for the sake of sharing.
Probably.
What I was going to go with, though, was that... I would say, if you're going by just pure, like, what Shava likes factor, alright? I would say Mio's at the top, which is obviously going to tilt everybody on the planet, but that's fine, whatever, get tilted. Following that is Mugi. Mugi's fucking great. Following that is Ritsu. Now, these three are all great. These three are all fantastic, alright? I like them all. I just like Mio the most. Following that, we're going to put, like, 5 bars separating these last two characters, alright? Then there's going to be Yui, okay? Now we're going to have 16 bars. Way at the bottom is Azusa, because Azusa fucking sucks, and she's no fun. She fucking sucks.
That's wrong.
And she fucking ruined Season 2 by her fucking existence. If she did not exist, that show would be so much more fun. That show would be a blast if Azusa didn't fucking exist. I remember, and I know, and you guys are all mad. You guys are all mad. I see you guys. You guys fucking this, right? But, like, think about that episode in Season 2 where the original 4 went on this field trip to, like, another city or some shit, and they were just fucking around in the store. Think about how fun that episode was. Now, think if, like, Azusa was with them. If Azusa was with them, they wouldn't be having any fun. They would have left the fucking store, and they would have gone and done boring shit instead. They wouldn't have had fun. Those 4 dicking around like that reminded me how much better that show is when her fucking presence isn't there. She just fucking sucks. Like, Yui's retarded, but Yui and Ritsu make a fucking hilarious combination of, like, just a pure, like, idiot duo thing. And this is only possible with the original 4. You put Azusa there, just chilling there, and she sucks. It's like a fucking fun vampire. Like, no, nobody has fun. Fuck your fun. Throw that shit out. Like, that's the kind of vibe I get from Azusa. So she sucks. Anyways, that's my rant for Kaon. So
I like Azusa. I think she really rounds out Yui's character, and she's cute. And, you know, I don't know. I don't feel that way. I think I like her.
I don't even know what she did with you. It's been years. Like, how old is Kaon? Hold on, I'm about to look this shit up with my non-mechanical keyboard, so it's actually
Kaon
quiet.
Kaon is 14 years old.
Is it actually?
I think it is. I thought it was 2006. Oh, no, I think it's 2009.
Nine?
So 11 years old.
Well, I mean, the manga came out, like, what, 2007? But if
yeah,
we're talking
who fucking
the anime,
cares about the it's garbage.
Let me double check this shit real quick. Let me double check. Yeah, April 3rd, 2009. This show is 11 years old. This is 11 years old. Holy fucking shit. What did everybody accomplish?
Somebody says
in those
shut up
dude,
we haven't even read it. Not only have I read it, I've owned it. I owned the English release and it sucked and I got rid of it. And it's shit.
Somebody said, reminder that all the VAs are now cakes. It's not bad.
I love cake.
I'm a fan of cake.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Kirara magazine adaptation? Dude, I don't even know what that is.
The magazine that Kaon was in. It has Yuri Yuri. No. I don't know if it had Yuri Yuri. It has,
Yuri
Yuri,
yes!
It has... Gochiusa, it has Gakko Garashi, all kinds of good shit.
Gochiusa, your favorite series of all time?
No.
The one that you force
like
your mother to watch so she can awkwardly watch little girls serve each other coffee?
Yeah. Gakko Garashi was not ruined by the dog, you absolute fucking plebeian. God damn it. You just don't get it. You just don't get it.
He's passionate about this one. Hold on. I got to look up what Guki Guruki, whatever the fuck he just said is. School Live. Oh, this looks like butthole. What is this? Oh, yeah, this looks like some boring ass,
Shava,
like...
if you're seeing butthole, I think you're looking in the mirror. Try directing your eyes to your computer screen, and you'll see a good series.
Okay, I'm so sorry I insulted your favorite series of all time. Like, God, look at this. I bet the opening talks about friendship and love and happiness. What the fuck?
I think the opening this is actually so called Friendshitize. So, yeah.
I fucking knew it! This shit looks so fun. Dude, I haven't been able to, like, get into, like, a slice of life in such a fucking long time.
It's,
like,
it's gotta not be a slice very of life.
Specific. It's gotta be a very, or like, cute girls doing cute things.
It's a zombie apocalypse movie. Show.
It looks nothing like that. What do you mean? Hold up.
Okay, just go watch it. Just go watch it.
Okay, the first result is Crunchyroll. Thank you so much, Crunchyroll, for your fucking important influence on anime. Alright, hold on, let me look up
Don't you know that if you don't support Crunchyroll, you're not supporting the anime industry?
Oh my god,
the anime industry. It won't survive without your Crunchyroll subscription.
I don't know, man. I feel the same way about anime that I do video games. Like, if I could pirate it, I'm about to. Like, I don't give a shit.
Fuck it.
I'm gonna hit up Nia every single day, download the new episode, and then move on with my life. Yeah. Japanese manga series written by Nitro Plus.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah.
Or Nitro Plus's Norimitsu Kaiho.
My god. Umaru was Dogekoba?
Cheerful schoolgirl who, along with her friends, Kurumi Ebisuzawa, chill out with your fucking name, Yuri Wakasa and Miki Naoki is a member of the Meguru Gaoka Private High School's Living Club as Yuki seeks out fun school activities every day while living at school. The other girls work to keep her safe because in reality, they are the sole survivors of their school after a zombie outbreak overruns the city. So it's like, they wanted cute girls doing cute things, except they wanted them to, like, be in a fucking, like, shitty scenario. But let me guess, the show doesn't feel like that.
Eventually, it just turns
all.
Into a full, like, full-fledged zombie apocalypse manga. Like, it's not cute girls doing cute things.
It sure looks that way from the cover, man. Like,
that's literally, like, that's the whole thing. Like, if you watch the whole thing that people were talking about back when the show was new was when you watch the show, if you don't know anything about it, and you watch episode one, the show tricks you into thinking it's like a cute slice of life, and right at the end, it pulls like a twist bait and switch, and it's a zombie apocalypse story.
Okay, so it's kind of like
the whole thing is that the main character is schizophrenic, and she believes that she is just in some stupid club called the School Living Club, where they live at school. But the reality is that she's in a zombie apocalypse and won't mentally accept it, and the other members of her club are the other survivors who are trying to keep her alive and, like, prevent her from dealing with it.
Okay. Dope.
Yeah,
I probably still won't watch it, but yeah, it's... Thank you for clearing it up. And
you're welcome.
So it's essentially just something that you would have to watch to understand, which I probably won't get around to doing because it still doesn't sound like a blast to me, but
it's a good time.
Somebody is upset that I haven't said what my favorite Rara. I don't even know what's in it. The thing is, I may have seen it or read it, but I don't know what's in it. I literally don't even know what the publication is, like, that has all the cute girl shit. Somebody's telling me to just say Shamiko. I made like a ghetto Shamiko in Code Vein. Is that a game you played yet, Dougal?
Code Vein.
Yeah.
I have not.
I think you'd like it. I mean, I want to say the best part is the character creator, but gameplay is pretty fun too. It's just essentially a more arcadey, like Dark Souls. It was alright. It was like, it's pretty fun, but I never got past the second playthrough, because a bunch of other shit came out, and that was the priority. Do you play Resident Evil?
I've played 2. I heard that 3 was really short, so I'll get it on sale at some point.
Absolutely, you absolutely should. I would not spend more than $20 on it. I got it for free because my friends bought it for me for my birthday. But the actual game, it's super fun, super fucking fun. I beat it in like 6 hours, so it's very very short. But however, it is very replayable because it has like a new game plus bonus shop, which you can just take the items in your next playthrough. So it's like intended that you use the